Hi, this is Beth Jones Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday mornings to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. As you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, just pass it along to them. You know, in my home when I was growing up in Ohio, there was a plaque on the dining room wall that our church had given to my dad to thank him for his years of service in leading the Sunday school. He received it when I was just in grade school, maybe, I don't know, third grade or so. So it hung on that wall for so many years. I just remember that clearly. It was a plaque with a picture of Jesus praying to his Father with his eyes looking up. And it had a verse on it. And the verse was from John 14:1-4. John 14:1-4. And it says this. Jesus is speaking. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that where I am, you also will be. You know the way to the place where I am going. Well, I looked at that plaque daily for years. And over time, I memorized that passage just because I read it so often. Oh, I can assure you that it wasn't in the NIV version that I just read from when I was little. The King James is what we had. So the passage you might have in your version, at the time, it said, believe in God, believe also in me. Well, the NIV translates that, trust in God, trust also in me. Same thing. And then it says, in my Father's house are many rooms in the NIV. Well, I learned it in the King James, which was in my Father's house are many mansions. And so, again, the same thing. But I remember some of those deeper, heavier words used in the King James. Either way, the message was still the same, and the meaning has only grown deeper over the years. This particular passage, John 14:1-4, saw me through my own faith journey as a child, as I thought about the mansion, the room that Jesus said he was preparing for me. And this passage was a catalyst for my own salvation. And this passage also saw me through the passing of elderly family members when I was younger, my grandma, other elderly cousins and aunts over the years. And more recently, 21 years ago, the passing of my dad, and then 6 years ago, the passing of my mom. This passage carried me through those times. Remembering that Jesus had already prepared a place for them, gave me then and gives me now great comfort and hope. Maybe you too have gained comfort from these verses in John 14. Dr. David Jeremiah, in his book that we're studying, The Promise of Heaven, takes us on a deeper dive of this passage in John 14 because of its ability to bring us hope and comfort and confidence. In chapter 2 of his book, Dr. Jeremiah points out 4 lessons about heaven that Jesus wants to teach us in these verses in John 14. The first lesson that Jesus teaches us about heaven is that heaven is about believing in a person. That person is Jesus. Jesus starts by reassuring us not to worry or be upset. He says, let not your heart be troubled. No matter what we are facing now or have faced in the past or will face in the future, Jesus is saying we do not need to be worried when we put our faith in him. He says in this verse, you believe in God, believe also in me. Dr. Jeremiah in his book writes this on page 14. He writes, our discussion of heaven and the mental peace it brings to us always starts with a person, the person of Christ. Our relationship with him starts when we acknowledge our failures and our need for him. And then we open our hearts to him and trust him as Savior and Lord. But that's only the beginning of our journey in believing him, trusting him and leaning on him during frightening times. So the first lesson is to remember that heaven starts with a person, believing in a person, and that's Jesus. The second lesson Jesus teaches us about heaven is that heaven means believing in a place. John 14:2, Jesus says, "In my Father's house are many rooms or many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you." He's telling us heaven is a real place, a literal location. It's the Father's house. It's his dwelling. It's his residence. It's his home. It's an actual place. As Dr. Jeremiah writes on page 15, heaven is not a feeling or a fantasy. It is a prepared place for prepared people. So heaven is a place, and it is about a person. Okay, the third lesson that Jesus teaches us in John 14 about heaven is that it means believing in a promise. John 14:3, Jesus says, "And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, you may be also." This part of the passage stayed with me as a child, and I remember reading it over and over from that plaque on the wall, that Jesus will come back for us. That's a promise. That's a promise. He promised to take us to be with him. Well, those words stayed with me, and the night that my mom was to meet Jesus, I whispered similar words in her ear. I said, "Mama, when Jesus comes, you go with him. We're going to be okay, but we'll all be together again soon." Because I knew that it was a promise that God had made. On page 16 and 17, Dr. Jeremiah writes this, "Of all his promises, our Lord's simple words, that he is preparing a place for us and will come again and receive us and take us to be with him for eternity." Well, could there be a better promise to believe, anticipate, and wait for? Indeed. And the fourth lesson Jesus teaches us about heaven is that it means believing in a plan. He wants us to understand that heaven is about a person, an actual place, a promise from Jesus, and a plan. Have you ever been to a Nordstrom's department store or a Ritz-Carlton hotel? If so, then you know that one of their most famous customer service rules is that when a shopper or a guest asks a clerk or a team member for where a certain department is or where the elevators are or whatnot, the team member doesn't just tell them. The team member actually takes them there. They believe in personal service, actually taking you to where you want to go, not just giving you directions. To get there, you have to go with them. You have to follow them. Well, Jesus, likewise, wants us to know that the plan for getting to heaven is to follow him, to be with him. He doesn't just give us directions. He gives us himself. In John 14, verses 5 and 6, just a little beyond the passage we've been reading, John 14, verses 5 and 6, it was Thomas who said to Jesus, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus answered, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Following Jesus is how we get to the place that he has prepared for us. So heaven is a person, it's a place, it's a promise. And he's not just giving us directions, he's giving us a plan. Dr. Jeremiah writes this at the bottom of page 18 and over on 19. God doesn't change his method of salvation for each person. Just as every person is physically born the same way through a mother and a father, every person is spiritually born the same way through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only plan that leads to heaven. Jesus is the way. He wants to take you home to the Father's house, but you can't get there without him. Someday, each of us will leave it all behind. We'll leave our homes, our titles, our bank accounts. And when that moment comes, one question will matter most. Do you have a home in heaven? I know someone who can take you there. In fact, he is the way. Well, thank you for listening, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord today that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please just pass it along to them. And if you would like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Tele-Bible Study time, just email me for details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.